After a year disciplining the people in Antioch of Syria, Saul and Barnabas were set apart or called by God for another journey, this one to Cyprus. However, Saul did not leave the Christians in Antioch without support. Acts chapter 13 tells us that at this point, the church in Antioch had prophets and teachers, listing several to carry on the important work of discipleship. After these early church leaders fasted and prayed, they laid hands on Saul and Barnabas and sent them off. Has the person who first led you to Jesus gone forth to lead others to Christ? Mine has. This is Tina Alakwa, president of Doral Cove Ministries. Sharla Wallstrom was the person God used to lead me to Christ. She was only in Mount Pleasant, Michigan at Central Michigan University with Navigators for 1 year. After having just enough time to lead me to Jesus and disciple me, she and her husband went on to their next university to lead again through the ministry of Navigators. I am thankful that even though my heart was broken, the power of the Holy Spirit in me enabled me to send Sharla off with blessings, just like the disciples did in Antioch, for Paul and Barnabas. When it's time for the pastor or Bible teacher you love to move on in continuing the work of the Father, will you send them off covered in prayer? Will you trust Jesus to provide others who can encourage you to walk with the Lord? Or maybe he's calling you to teach that next Bible study.